Hi, I'm Jessica St. Clair.
And I'm June Diane Raphael.
And this is
The Deep Dive.
We're about to do what women have done for centuries. We're crowding around the fire with our generous haunches. We got babies hanging off our tits, and we're going to share with you our fears.
That's right. Our joys.
Our tips on how to stay alive.
Now, Jess, we are heeding a call that no one has made.
Not a soul, but you're invited to listen.
Absolutely, because we make one promise and one promise only. We will not Google a thing.
Because frankly, we're too damn tired.
Please get ready to go on
The Deep Dive.
Hi, Jessica.
June, how are you?
I'm doing okay, but more importantly, how are you?
Well, I have a new backdrop, which is my father's office in New Hampshire.
I didn't even know you were there.
BB and I bugged out. So,
because I was actually like, I was planning a dinner for us this week. Okay. And then I did catch you on a flight. So I was like, I guess that's off. So when did you leave? What?
Okay.
What? Yeah.
Okay. What? So Friday, we had to put Emma to sleep, okay? And I really can't talk too much about the details because it just is, you know, too fresh. But it was, you know, a very beautiful and horrible experience. And then we told BB, which was truly horrendous. And
oh, gosh.
It was horrible. It was,
I'm so
and
sorry.
Also completely went, we had all the things prepared and it went completely differently. So it was just, you can do all the prep you want, my friend, but you do not know what's coming down that pipeline. Okay. So she actually, in classic BB form, just was like, I got to get out of here. She's like, I got to get out of this house. And we had talked to a child psychologist beforehand who I just happened to have her number, and she's lovely. And she had said, if you can go somewhere else, that's great. Because with kids, you don't want their grief cup to overflow. Mm. So you want to keep taking the foam off the latte, to quote Casey. And sometimes exiting the location is good because they don't have triggers everywhere. Would I have known that? Absolutely not. So thank God for her, right? We should have her on. But she was like, get me to New Hampshire. I need to see Pop Up and G. I want out. And so I get on. Now, I know we've wanted Starwoods as points as our sponsor, but I'd like to also put a little
as Marriott Bonvoy. Now known
exactly.
As that transition happened about 2 years ago. There were some bugs to work out when they switched over. And I definitely spent some time on customer service, but I feel we are now in a really app is popping. Popping.
Right.
Off.
The app is popping. Okay. Yeah. And so, like, all due respect to Starwoods, and I know we have
Marriott Bonvoy.
Marriott Bonvoy. I know we've reached out to them and they have not returned our calls. But
that's
with all due respect, Capital One Venture Card, okay, is where it's at. Okay.
I don't want to, you know, I have to remain loyal to my
brands. I understand.
I've got my brand.
These aren't your brands.
That
That's
work.
The and greatest
again,
part.
They're definitely not paying me to say any of this, but I'm working a very long game here.
I understand.
So I do need to stay. I do need to stay loyal to Marriott Bonvoy.
I'm hopping off that train and I'm hopping onto Capital One Venture because the venture card. Now, I didn't know I had 1 billion points because I used it in London. It doesn't have international fees. This isn't about credit cards, but I did hop on the old phone and I said, I booked it through my points. I said, can I switch my? They said that'll be $0 to switch for the next day. So when I tell you.
So you switched your flights, you mean?
We were supposed to come
$0.
Here.
$0. Huh? That's a nice plug for
a week and a half
Venture.
Later. We hopped. I mean, I packed up for a month in 2 carry-on bags because St. Clair's don't check. Abby, era.
St. Clair's don't check.
Ever.
It's so interesting you're saying this because I am going on vacation on Sunday. and I'm going to be gone for 6 days. And I'm assuming I have to check.
Are you crazy?
Because that's
have
the thing.
St. Clair's lost?
Check, Raphael's check. But Jess, and this is where I get tripped up. It's on my skincare. It's on my lotions and potions. It's on my hair treatments. Like, I can't
haven't
be
put moisturizer on since I arrived. I don't
and
know.
That's, and St. Clair's don't check, and St. Clair's, you know, don't moisturize on their journey.
I do it how?
I can't do that.
Okay.
I can't do that.
This isn't about checking bags. It's not about Capital One, and it's definitely not about Mary Bob Foy, but at any rate, we don't check. So I put a month's worth of clothes because I'm not scheduled to return until the 31st.
Oh my God. Of July?
Yeah. Now, Dan has some thoughts
about
that.
I was about to extend an invite to you for something on Saturday. Okay.
Okay. Well, a lot of people have some definite, some invites.
So Dan's not with you.
No, Dan said, go with God, get on that flight. I can't wrap my head around this, what you're doing. I can't. I'm up supportive, but I can't wrap my head around it. And I went bananas, you know, threw everything in a bag. I don't really know what we have. I mean, when I'm talking about, like, you know, you see those travel shows like Lonely Planet, and they're like, you've got two pairs of underwear and you got to wash them in the sink. Like, that's sort of where we're at, you know, because there wasn't a lot of prep or planning. So
listen,
we're here.
You got it. Instacart and Targets are somewhere nearby. Like, that's the thing. We can get things. Again, I do check, but we can get things if we need them.
We can get things. Okay, get things. The Colonial Pharmacy has what I need. Yeah. So we got here and it worked. She's distracted.
No.
And she's catching frogs right now. Now, I had to do it for a total of 2 minutes with a gaggle of children. And I said, get me out of here. I don't like to play. I've caught frogs in my day. Okay.
Those days are over. Yeah.
There was a little Italian kid there who goes to Bibi and this group of girls. And they're like seven deep, like of eight-year-old girls. I told you about all the moms that I non-parent with here. And he goes, now, watch and learn, ladies. And Bibi goes, I've caught a couple frogs before.
In my day.
So I don't need your help. And pushed past him. And she goes, and that's my net. He tried to mansplain to her. And she's like, no, no. This is our journey. You're here as a guest, an invited guest.
Right, right, right.
But anyway, my mother took over and I couldn't have been happier to have a reason to get out because there's too much. I don't want to have to play or touch things. I've done that.
I'm so happy.
So here's
there,
where we
Jess.
Are.
Yeah. And, you know, looking around, I'm seeing.
You see the Playing House poster in the back?
Of course I do. And I need to talk about it because. So this
the
is
wall
where your
fame.
Dad works from? Or is this like, this is where he works from when he's at home?
This is so where he works
cute.
From, you know?
This is where.
Lots of different.
Deep Divers, he has a
photos.
Giant. It's the biggest frame in the room. A giant Playing House poster. That is too sweet. You know, I'm remembering like when Casey and I haven't thought about this in so long. Casey and I filmed Ass Backwards and. As many of our deep divers know, and, you know, we're going to probably release at some point a special just like episode
you
about what happened
to.
With the filming of that movie. I know, but
you
we,
have to do a DVD commentary. That's
totally,
what you have to do.
Totally. But long story short, we shot most of the pageant scene, which is our big third act sequence, big set piece in this auditorium in Tarrytown. And we had a day or 2 days left of filming there when the movie shut down.
Oh, that's
and
when
I
the padlock
shut down. Like,
I mean, padlocks on the
up
equipment.
In a truck. Everybody heading home. There's no money. Your movie is done. And we had 2 days left of shooting there and two other days. So 4 days total. So cut to 2 years later. Okay. In those 2 years, Casey and I are trying to get the movie finished. And it was very dark. Like, I would lie awake at night and just think, like, I'm going to have an unfinished movie. Like, this
yeah,
is so...
Yeah, and that is insane.
It was so crazy. Anyway, long story short, and this is why I'm thinking about your dad, I'm thinking about my dad. When we came back up and, like, got the money together, I couldn't head back to Tarrytown. That location was too expensive. So my father said, you're going to shoot 2 days in, we were shooting 2 days in Chinatown in New York. He said, why don't you come to Southside Middle School, which was my middle school that I grew up around the block from. So my dad organized like a location scout. So we went over, we said, yes, I think we can sort of cut together the footage and make it work somehow so that it's interspersed between a different auditorium.
That's wild.
Wild. But now we also need extras. So my father was not only sort of like locations, but he was also in charge of like background casting.
Oh my God.
And my dad had taken, Casey and I had an old box of like Road Hard and Put Away Wet postcards, which was our two-woman sketch show that was
never looked
my,
better, licking on a lollipop.
In my childhood.
Please post those.
And my dad took all of them.
No.
And wrote on like a little post-it that Casey and June were going to be filming a movie at this, you know, place and time, and if they could come for the whole day to call John Raphael. And he taped the posts and
no,
he put them everywhere.
No,
he put them everywhere.
He's genius. How else are you going to get the word out?
So my dad single-handedly, he was also background casting, and he was so excited. He had put on all the phone calls. I mean, this was a big Herculean effort.
Yeah. Right?
And for him, looking back, I'm like, so many things were happening, right? Like his daughter is back at home filming a movie.
Yeah.
You know, that he gets to bring to the town, that his friends can come be in
oh
a
my
movie.
God.
I think that was the title of like, it was like Be in June's Movie was the title.
Crazy. This is so wild.
Okay. So then on the day, I remember he called me that morning. We were there at like 5 a.m. And he said, I'm not sure how to say this.
Oh, no.
I'm sick.
Oh, no. We couldn't come to the best day of his life.
Yes. And my dad never got sick. So it was also like so confusing, you know? And honestly, it was almost like he had put so much. His body was like levitating from cortisol. He wore himself out, Jess.
Oh no.
He missed it. And all of his friends are in the movie. You know, our neighbors are in it. Like if you look at the background, they're all there except for him, you know? And anyway,
That's the movie I want to see, honestly, is about your dad gathering this town.
I know. And I'm seeing that Playing House poster, and I'm just like, there ain't nothing like a dad's fucking all, like dads being all in on their daughters.
Yes. Like, I think my dad refers to me as a movie star, and it just makes me laugh so hard. What movie have I ever starred in? You know, he's like, God, you know what's a good movie?
Yeah, it's like, I did have to create my own movie to star in, but at least I did star.
You did. You are a movie star. I am
more of a movie star than you just because of that. I did have to finance it. I'm in major debt because of it, you know, and I probably need to head over to Capital One Venture to figure that out. But I did star in it, you know.
Yeah, of course you're a movie star to him.
You are a movie star.
And I did drop, you know, we can't release the details of our photo shoot, but let's just say that there was a reason for me to talk about it.
Okay.
Our glamour shot. Okay.
There was a reason to invite you on Saturday, by the way.
But we can't discuss it until we release the photos.
Okay, and I think so. Sam Srinivasan just called me yesterday and said, like, the hard copies I think are being sent to her right now.
Wait, do we not select them? We didn't have photo approval.
Oh, God.
We were up to some things.
Yeah, it doesn't
we
seem
didn't
like
have,
it.
I thought for some reason we were going to get some approvals.
Well, we'll find out. We may never release these photos. we may never talk about this again.
We may send them so wide that it just like your dad put them on every lamppost, that's where they'll be, or you may never see them.
You may never see them again. I am going to talk about pickleball for a second. So, you know, our dear friend Casey has been super into pickleball. I had played pickleball a few times. And then Casey had said, you know, there's room in your backyard, in your driveway.
Yes! For a court.
So on about 3 weekends ago, I spent the entire weekend. I went on YouTube. I said, how much space do I need? I'm texting with Matt Walsh and Morgan Walsh to figure out what their pickleball court looks like. And I erected with electric tape a court in my backyard.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Ordered a net on Amazon. Got my balls. And Jessica, I just have to warn you. And it's like, it hasn't been a good time to tell you this because I know so much has been going on. But there's a pickleball court in my driveway.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And pretty much every night I've had neighbors over.
This is it.
This is it, baby. And the kids sit and watch. Sometimes after about 3 adult games, I'll sub one child in and only one at a time.
Because
and then they
the
sit back down
otherwise.
For another
That's right.
three
and they watch. And but they're watch. Watching also adults playing, having fun. This is it. Pickleball is the secret
it's
to life.
It. It's and it. It has been so much fun.
Fun.
F-U-N.
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 Fun.
And it's like, it's still kind of light out, but it's not that hot. The difference about pickleball, again, you're in closer proximity to each other. It's much more social.
It is all about being social, and it's stupid.
It's dumb.
And it's fun.
And it's competitive, though. And it's competitive, Jess.
Well, of course, I'll destroy everyone. My net game is so strong. I was on that court today. So, I don't want you to think that, like, you're playing every night. So, like, when I see you, you're going to, like, be competitive against me, because at the end of the day,
I know how you are at the net. And to be honest, like, I do play tennis as well. And
sure,
my net game is not. And I want to ask you a question as a tennis player. Okay. Because I got this feedback from my coach, from our tennis instructor the other day. When I'm playing at the net in tennis,
yeah,
I need to be like right at the net. And I mean, right out.
You should be a racket's length away and not any further. You can't. That's insane. First of all, if you go over that net, you're disqualified.
I know, but if I give myself a racket's length, my brain has too much time to like try to figure out which way the ball's coming.
I see.
And I start to panic.
Listen, we do what we can. We are not Serena and Venus Williams, and we never will be. So we can do what we can. We got to be scrappy on that court. Like, my dad taught me how to play tennis. He learned on the streets of South Philly, and he would end his swing with his arms like this.
What? Crossed. No, Jessica has her arms crossed right now. What are you saying?
My dad.
Who knows?
I mean, he would wear Converse. It was outrageous. And so he's like, "This is how you hit a ball."
You know, and then they had to undo all of that.
And goddamn it, did he. Okay. My dad comes from South Philly. He goes into the business world where he had to like pretend he knew what was happening. And goddamn it, he got that ball over that net and fast. But when I started playing and taking lessons, they were like, "Who has done this to you?" My chest had become like concave. It was wild. It's a wild way to play.
Why does that other arm have to go
You
this
always
way?
Have to remember that my family looks like we are wealthy wasps. And
you
we
do.
Move. And we move through these circles with ease.
Right,
and I play those women on television, but we are not. We are straight out of South Philly.
You look a little closer. Yeah. If it gets
peel back.
Yeah.
Peel back the makeup. Take the makeup off. Understand that is not where we came from. Okay. Wow. I don't care how much linen you have covering your furniture. It ain't old money. Okay.
Right. I understand. Well, I am so excited to get you into pickleball at my home.
I can't wait.
And Jess, so I have to tell you this. So I filmed a couple episodes of Phoebe Robinson's new show called Everything is Trash. It's so fun. And I'm so excited for all of you.
So great.
It's coming out in a few weeks.
That's what you were doing in New York.
That's what I was doing in New York. And
nice.
I was staying in Brooklyn.
Ooh.
And when I tell you, I would like come home from set at night in the car, and I would look over and see people holding pickleball rackets and nets.
What?
And
where were they going?
Walking to local parks to erect courts. They were everywhere, Jess.
This pandemic, I'm telling you, the pandemic has brought back senseless, stupid fun.
You're right.
We're so happy to be together. And it's like, why are we working hard? Why can't we just have fun?
I mean,
and be together.
We can. We can. And I don't know, who's that woman, Abraham Hickinson or Abraham Hicks? Or do you know what I'm talking
Abraham
about?
Hicks. Of course. She basically started self-help.
Thank you. I am going to very quickly just play one thing for you, because this is it.
Okay.
This is,
get ready.
This is it.
Okay.
Hold on.
People say, what are you doing? You say, things that please me. And they say, toward what end? And you say, pleasure. And they say, but really, what are you working on? And you say, having a good time. And I say, but what do you hope to accomplish? And you say, living happily ever after. And they say, but what do you want to leave as your legacy? And you say, I was a happy one. And they say, but what is the mark that you want to leave? Life is joyous. But what is the value that you see in contributing to this time-space reality? I'm joyful. But what do you hope to accomplish? Being happy? It's hard for people to wrap their thoughts around that, and yet that's what all of existence is about, you see? So when people say,
tell you, that's who I am this summer. That's who I am. That's who I am.
Whoa. First of all, I thought that was a man from the olden days. Abraham Hicks sounds like the man from the olden days. So this is, now I'm going to get into her. I like
no,
her.
No, I don't know deep divers. I don't know who she is.
How'd you find it?
Audio on Instagram, it? Okay? I heard it on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm sure she's deeply problematic or something very wrong. But
we don't know what she stands for, or if she ran for office.
I don't know what she is. But all I know, actually, I did see that Casey followed her, because I went and immediately followed her. But I,
she's alive. That's good to know. I thought she was from the olden days. Like, I really did. Like, I don't know what is up with her, but boy, I like her.
I don't know what's up with her. I don't know why her name's Abraham. I don't know shit. But what I do know is I really love that. And, you know, I know some people are going to say, oh, but what about this? What about that? What about all that's happening in the world? Yes. Yes. And it's a yes and situation.
Yeah.
It's a, if I take a full step back, and even I'm going to talk about capitalism for a second. All of the times where I feel like a fucking cog in the wheel, just keeping things going, trying to make my money, do all this. And I am really trying to pass to my children this idea of pursuing people that make them feel good, pursuing things that make them feel good.
God, yes.
Feel good.
Yes, because that's what when you're talking about finding your job for your life. Does it light you up inside?
Yes. And I would extend this out too to the idea of like feeling really joyful in community.
Yeah.
And once we really honor that is where most of us get our real deep soul satisfying joy from, is being in community, communing with one another. Then we can have like a completely different model of how we set up our lives. That it's not about being a part and getting our little slice of the pie and getting our little lawns
enough.
And our gates. And there's enough. And actually, that's where deep, meaningful joy comes from. So I...
Are you Abraham Hicks? That just was really good what you just said. I'm going to put that on Instagram. I'm going to put you on Instagram. But you, I don't, I'm not, because I don't know how to do that. I'm going to ask one of those, the PAs.
I didn't want to ask you, but I'm curious about how our Pinterest page is going.
I took that app off my phone. I don't know. I got to get back in. Although, you know, RuPaul says it the way I do. You saw all that aggressive shit I sent you on Instagram? No, because you don't check.
Pinterest.
That is how RuPaul says it. Pinterest. All of the deep divers rallied around me, sent me clips of him saying it, and said, how will June respond to this?
Fine. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole right now because, again, I'm pursuing joy this summer and things that make me feel good.
And maybe and what makes me feel good is winning.
Okay, fine.
Over
but,
you.
Jess, and I'm going to tell you because I do get sometimes when people ask me, so what are you working on? What's next?
Oh, yeah. What's next?
I start to feel like.
How about now, today?
Fuck yeah, this. And sometimes I want to say, and I have a friend of mine, he's actually a man, and I'll never forget he said this. He directed a movie I was in. So I guess, again, maybe I am a movie star. You know?
God damn it. I guess my dad should start bragging about you because this is not a whole lot. I'm not a whole lot on the screen right now.
But listen, when we were doing press for that movie, he said, and I'll never forget it, someone said to him, so what's next? And he said, well, I directed a movie and I'm going to now just spend time with my son. And I was like, whoa. That's what's next. And I'm like, am I comfortable saying like right now, am I comfortable answering that question? I mean, it always brings up
so much
anxiety. All of my old anxieties. I'm not doing enough. Other people are getting the parts. Other people seem to know how to navigate this. Like, what am I doing? Will I be destitute? All of the stuff.
Always.
Right? Always, baby. Always. But maybe now what I'm doing next is pickleball.
Yes. And the rest of it, yeah, we put in our hours and we do our job and we hopefully do it joyfully, you know, because we have a choice whether we want to do it like it's some sort of, like nobody forced you to become an actor. Nobody's like, June, you must. Mm-mm. You chose it and you worked hard to get it. So that's great. Let's try to find some joy in it. Some of it's going to be a slog, you know, putting yourself on tape. BB saw me setting up. Right before we left, I was like, at 7 p.m., I'm like, I have this audition for this Nancy Drew thing. I gotta put myself on tape. Dan was like, oh, here we go. I'm like hauling, you know, lights, camera, action. Okay. And BB goes,
I gotta put myself on tape for some minutes after noon. I'm dreading it.
This is your job? Like, this is your job, trying to connect cords into cords and
dongles. Well, listen, And this is an experiment. I'll check in the fall and we'll see if my mortgage has been paid. But like for now, I am playing pickleball and
I love that.
I'm committed to joy and I just love that audio. You know, it makes me really happy because it also, you know, it makes me remember that my value in the world is not connected to like what I am producing at all points, you know?
There you go. Yeah, no one else decides whether or not you get to be joyful. Nobody else. Why are you only, that is that scarcity. We lived in such scarcity in our 20s and our 30s, where it's like, you get to be happy when you've gotten a job, when someone that's told right. you were pretty and you got to have a job.
You got that job, you weren't quite able to be happy yet because at any point someone could fire you or you're looking at all of the suits who are watching behind Video Village and wondering, like, do they like it? And then it's like, does it get picked up? And does it this? Does it that? And it's just, you know.
It's what are we going to wait?
Those days
Why
are
we
over.
Waiting? Fuck that. Now, that being said, this is a hard pivot. I just want to share a product. Okay, so talk about being ready for the prime time. I showed up here in New Hampshire, and it's a beach culture, okay? We're in a bathing suit constantly. And BB said quite, you know, gently, we need to trim around the edges of the bikini line. She goes, well, what's happening down? We know, address it. You can't wear those shorts all the time. What if I'm drowning and you need to jump in? Okay.
Oh my God.
Listen, it's hard feedback.
It's hard feedback.
It had been a while because I was grieving, had not kept up with my waxing appointments. So I trot myself down to Old Colonial Pharmacy. Okay. I've been there for generations. And I pick myself up some Nair wax ready strips, our fastest, easiest wax strips ever. No warming or rubbing required. Results last up to 8 weeks, removes short hair. For face and bikini. Okay. Let me give you a little tip, my friend. The same as getting a professional wax.
Okay. Well, you know, Kourtney Kardashian does her own wax. Well, you wouldn't know this, actually.
She does?
You wouldn't, and you don't know it. And you don't know
I have
it.
A life.
Okay. You don't know it. But okay. Yes, she does. And I was always sort of fascinated by this. But I have to tell you, Jess, I've only gotten waxed one time.
Is that true?
And I will never get waxed again.
What? Really?
It was the most painful experience.
You're shaving?
I have an incredibly sensitive vagina.
Well, that's, we could have known that. We would have known that. Wait, so you're shaving?
No.
You're just letting that shit be.
I do electrolysis. I laser that shit off.
But that's
I can't believe you're getting waxed.
That's because you look Russian. You can only do that if you have pale skin and dark hair. Sorry, but that's the truth. It doesn't work unless you have very pale skin, which you do, and dark black hair, which you do.
But are your pubes blonde?
They're in a tawny. They're of the tawny variety. Dan, right before I got on, he was like, please don't talk about too personal stuff. And I was like, well, what does that mean to you? And he was like, I don't know. These are my own pubes. I can talk about them if I want to. They're tawny.
Honestly, like, my body, my choice. You know what I mean?
They're tawny. They look like the Outlander. The guy, the Outlander is kind of red. They have like a reddish tinge.
I need to see that. I still haven't.
Yeah. And so they don't show up on the, I mean, I did.
You're
it.
You're absolutely
it
right. Laser
enough.
Hair removal does need to like, it's the light needs to find the dark.
But you
and
do
that's how it works.
Laser is different than electrolysis is they go into every follicle. And I did that
that's
on a Groupon.
That's what I
they
do.
They go to every follicle and shock you.
Yep. Yep.
And how?
And I
and
do
how,
full Monty, Brazilian and, everywhere.
Oh, wait.
She's
okay,
spreading
okay,
my ass
okay.
cheeks.
Okay. What I want to understand.
Hot laser in there.
No, there's a difference between laser.
Know.
No.
Well, I don't Listen know what I'm getting. I don't know what I'm getting. All I know is that I'm, you know.
And how often are you getting it? How often are you getting it? How often do you do this?
So, okay, well, you are supposed to, and obviously I did have to take time off while pregnant and breastfeeding.
Right.
And all that jazz. But the idea is you go and when they first do it, this is what's so wonderful about it. Okay. You do have to do a number of treatments, right?
Sure.
You do one, you come back, I think like 8 weeks later, you do it again, come back 8 weeks later after that,
you're
you do it again. But then, first of all, it'll never grow back in the same way it did before.
Sure.
So
it grows
even
back.
When it grows. Yeah, it's
like less
thinner and it's less.
Yeah,
it's
I gotta like, go back to that. I gotta go back.
I just
to that,
feel like I don't know when you went, but there have been advances made.
I'm
there
sure
must
there
have
has.
Been.
I'm sure there has. And
I find waxing to be the most painful experience
it's horrendous.
I've
it's
ever
also
had.
Yes, except if you're using these Nair wax ready strips. So what I would say is,
but you still gotta rip them though.
You do, but it doesn't hurt.
Ouch!
Well, it's Listen.
You know, when I got waxed, Jess, I could only have her do one side.
I get it. It's actually inhumane.
It's so painful.
And it doesn't last that long. It doesn't work. It's not a solution. I need
now,
to
listen,
go to this.
When I get electrolysis or laser, I'm not sure what I'm getting.
It's not electrolysis
others.
Because that is every single follicle
I think
individually.
I
no.
think that's what it is.
It hurts so much.
It does
June.
Hurt so much. But I'm going to give you guys a tip. And this is the difference between electrolysis and laser and waxing. So what I do is I go there half an hour ahead of time and I say, give me all the ice packs you have. And I sit there and I put my goggles on and I put on the Kardashians and I
and you
sit
freeze
and I
yourself.
Numb. And I, a lot of times I have to put an ice pack between my butt cheeks. Okay. And I sit there and I freeze.
Okay.
So by the time she's there, and these women are doing, I always
they're doing the
I
Lord's
say
work.
To them,
I'm
like,
going.
How do you do this?
How do you get in there?
But a lot of them, I mean, and I don't know, maybe they're putting a show on for me, but a lot of them say, like, and there are people like this. One of my best friends is this way. They love to get into things.
And yeah, and rip them out.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is, there's a satisfaction to the ne'er-ready wax strips. And, but
what
I am going.
Ne'er-do-what-ready?
N-A-I-R. Ne'er.
Oh,
and now, when I said I had done this to Dan, he was like, oh, no, ne'er. Because one time I was trying to save money when we didn't have two pennies to rub together in New York, I did the Nair that was a lotion that disintegrated your hair.
I remember that.
And it actually caused quite a rash. And it was for months I was battling this. So I think they've taken that product off the shelves, because anything that disintegrates hair in its path is to be buyer beware on that one. So we then created a phrase in our relationship, which is called nairing yourself, which is when you know something is bad for you, but you do it anyway.
I see.
Taking a job you know is bad for you, seeing a friend you know is toxic, that's nairing yourself.
Oh my God, so now, I love that.
They're not going to come on as a sponsor now, but these Nair Ready to Wet Ready strips, you can get it all at the pharmacy. And boy, oh boy, really, and I'm interested in the fact that, you know, I said I wasn't interested in Courtney, but now I am, that she's doing her own waxing. Interesting. I'm going to go to your woman. I don't think it's electrolysis is what you're doing, but I'm going to find out when I go there.
Well, the place is called Laser Away. Happy to have them on as a sponsor, because they're a national brand.
Lasering.
I guess it's lasering.
It's not electrolysis, because that actually works permanently. They permanently kill each follicle.
But,
I tried
Jess,
it. It's too painful.
I'm only going now. You needed to numb. I'm only going now once a year. Twice a year, maybe.
Maybe. All right. I'm willing to do it, but you have the complexion of a Russian doll. And that is the difference.
I do. My hair does come out darker.
You're pale. You are a pale Irish person. So anyway.
So are you.
No, if you can see in it, I've used so much self-tanner that I know I have an orange tinge to myself. That's what Dan says too.
By the way, you know, my mother would never tell me the color of her natural hair because she said she couldn't remember it.
Yes.
So it's like, we're
a woman after my own heart.
Right. I hope to get to that point where my children say, like, what even are you? And
no.
I'm like, you'll never know, sweetie.
You'll never know.
Am I
Am
I blonde? Who fucking knows? My mom does not know what color her actual hair is.
I look back on that like it sounded insane.
But my mom sold that truth to us. Like,
I
don't
know. What was she, blonde? What was
a redhead?
Her?
Well, I don't. By the way.
I know.
I
don't understand.
Know,
no, I'm not asking what she was naturally.
My mom was a redhead.
She went red.
My mom was a redhead.
She chose to be.
My whole life.
Now, what's interesting about that is that to be a redhead is to take on quite a life. Like, not everybody. Now, and by the way, you were talking about maybe switching up your hair color. Part of me was like, am I a fucking redhead? I mean, I got the tawny pubes. Like, should I try that? I don't know. Maybe I'm done blonde. Maybe I'm done being a blonde for now. Maybe I'm a feisty and fiery redhead.
Whoa.
I don't know.
I really, you have the personality of a redhead.
Or will
you
it
do.
Be too much?
Well, that's a good question. That's
what
a good
might,
question.
But you
now,
were saying you might switch
to,
it up.
Well, I remember on Ask Backwards, when Casey and I were trying to figure out what to do with our hair, because of course you can't have two people with the same hair color on screen
ever.
But we were trying to figure out what to do with our hair. And I loved our director, Chris Nelson. So if he hears this, please know I say this with love. But he said to me so seriously, because I was like, well, maybe I should go red. And he was like, he said, no one wants to watch a redhead for 2 hours.
Wow.
And I thought.
But Julianne Moore would tell us different. You know, like, Julia Roberts.
There aren't that many examples.
Okay.
Julia Roberts was barely a redhead. She's identified
Mystic
as a brunette.
Pizza? She's not. She was a redhead. Pretty Woman. Redhead.
That's true. I consider
redhead.
Her more of an Auburn. I consider
now,
her more of an Auburn.
Now. Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
Who knows what's coming for us? Who knows?
We'll be right back.
Well, Jess, I feel really lifted by this episode. I feel like, yeah. I mean, I did just finish my second cup of coffee, but I'm like buzzing like a buzzard. And I'm just like, let's get at this summer, you know.
Well, the summer, you have to understand, people were saying this weekend, like, summer's just begun. And I said, absolutely not for me.
Not for me either.
We declared the summer start. I think it was May 15th. We said we were done with school.
Yeah.
That we had checked and out.
It was about 2 weeks before school ended.
Right. So I'm in the middle of my summer now.
Me too. You're
I'm
right.
I'm not and at the beginning. Know. Everyone else is.
Me
I'm
too.
In the middle. Like, I'm having dinner at the beach tonight.
Me too.
I texted the moms. I'm like, everyone bring your burgers, bring your buns. Because I'll be down. And I'm not grilling. So who knows how to grill? Have someone else's husband do it. I don't have a husband here.
I guess the only way I questioned it was, no. And by the way, I'm never going to be grilling.
That's I don't know.
My don't feminism end. And my sort of ends. Sense of equality and equity, it stops right before the grill. But I do want to say that I want folks to, I'm surprised that your summer's been going on for so long, only because you're just getting the Nair out now.
I've been leaving my shorts on.
So how do you go in the pool with your shorts
on? I haven't been going. I've been
oh, you're
taking
one of those moms.
Well, I'm not usually.
Like, are you a mom that goes in the water or are you a mom that stays out of the water?
I'm a mom that goes in begrudgingly if I
sure.
have to. But otherwise, I'd like to just see it at a distance, especially this cold lake water. And I would. And if I had to go, I was just like quickly getting in so no one would see what was happening down there.
Wow.
That's why Bibi said, because she
knew wants
it's
in.
Not possible. And she said, we got to trim around the edges. I don't know if she said trim around the hedges or the edges.
Same
because
diff.
Hedges would also
Same
be appropriate.
Diff. Listen, I do identify as a mom that goes in the water. Now, I don't do necessarily all the other, but I go in.
Sure.
But I think it's also because I am not exaggerating. And maybe I've said this before. I never saw my mom ever lower her head into a body of water, not once.
Nor have
in
I.
Time in my
I have
life.
Never seen my mother wet. I've never seen, even from the shower, I don't see her.
No, I don't think I ever saw my mom
she
wet
goes
hair.
In. Never. Like, you know how when you wash your, well, meatball is what you see is what you get. But if you wash cookies,
so.
She looks like she's a quarter of her size and their faces are so tiny. They're little skulls. I feel like if I saw my mom with wet hair, that would be like her skull would be so small. She went in. I don't know how she does it. She was like, give me 15 minutes. Goes in, shower, full hair dry, blowout that she's given herself, makeup, popped collar. Ready to roll in 15 minutes.
Like she wears a popped collar.
Always.
God, I love it. Always.
She's down
always.
There right now. She's always. Down there right now. Oh, I need to give a little Instagram story of my kitchen. Of my, you
please,
know, because I'm
Jess,
in the I'm
please,
in the something's
please,
gotta
please.
Give.
I know.
I'm in the
know,
something's gotta give
to.
Oh, the other thing that was hilarious. I show up with Cookie, the dog, the puppy, and I just handed her to my mom and I go,
wait
this
a second.
Dog,
the widow Wigglebottom's is
she's here. Oh, she's here. She's right next to me. Now, people
she
would say,
you on the plane.
Fine. Because you know why? Took her out of, okay, I put her under the seat. She was like, ruff. I was like, uh-oh. I immediately, before takeout, took her out, hid her between and betwixt my arms. And I thought I might get busted. I didn't because it was a full flight. They had a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I turned to my seatmate and I said, I'm so sorry. And I had tried, Casey, she's wrong about starting conversations early on. I thought I have to befriend her, the seatmate, because
I would
I don't
never
know
talk
what's going
to
go
seatmate
down
on a plane before we took off. It's only on landing that I would ever spark a conversation. I
and
don't know
I know
what to say.
You
what
can
you
roll
do?
Back this tape, but like because I think I probably like jumped
you,
on you just to be
you
like
did. You
contrary.
Did.
But I thought, well, Casey said to do it, and. So I said, do you like the away luggage you have? And she looked
she looked like, oh,
God, psychopath next to me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I followed it up with like, you know, they have a charger in their roll-on. She was like, what? I was like, you can charge your phone on their rolling suitcase. She was like, yeah, I like it. And then she tried to turn away. Okay, but then when I had to take the dog out of the carrier because I was like, I don't know what to do. I have to ask her if she's allergic. I don't want to be an asshole. So I was like,
well, I thought this was a hypoallergenic. There are no hypoallergenic dogs anyway. Like,
does it exist? BB's wildly allergic to this dog. I whispered close to her.
Jess.
You aren't allergic to dogs, are you? And she goes,
love the way you phrased that question. Yeah.
You okay. aren't
in
are
the affirmative.
You?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, but I am not a dog person. And then I was like, oh God. So then, and of course, the fucking wiggle bottom keeps wiggling her way over, trying to lay her snout on this woman's arm. And I was like, please, like, I'm trying to push her away. Like, why do you need to, like, touch this woman, you know? So it was, in that way, it was a long fight because this woman afterwards was like, don't fucking talk to me. Don't look at me. She was putting up so many boundaries. And I was like, understood. That's Casey's fault. That's on Casey, not me.
You know what, though, Jess? I'm not saying I like every dog. There are certain dogs that I'm just like not into. But
you must be a psychopath. If you said you're not a dog person,
you say
then you are.
I'm not a dog person. I'm like, you're not well.
Exactly.
Like,
and
it's
that
the
BB
most powerful
rolled her eyes
self-own.
Like,
yeah, it's like basically saying like, I'm not a person is what I hear.
I know, but to her defense, she's probably like, yeah, don't let your dog climb on me. Like, what are you're already identified as a crazy person. So what are you going to do next to me with this right. dog? You know, and I was just right. trying to be polite. But anyway, so the Widow Wiggle Bobbin's here and I show up and I looked like, I mean, I've been through it the last week and I just handed her to my mom and I go, this dog is not potty trained. I'm sorry. Now, you would think that my mom, who is Martha Stewart,
yeah.
would have a problem with that. She doesn't. She goes, no problem. In 24 hours, the widow, potty trained.
No.
Trots over to her.
What can't
goes,
your mom do?
Goes, like, ruff, ruff. She goes, time to go out. She has not had one accident. It's fucking crazy. It's insane. My mom has her on a strict nap schedule. Cookie puts herself to sleep. I've never seen anything like it. It's crazy. I leave
now,
the stuff. Like,
I didn't
take care.
Know we were calling her Cookie. So you just like launched into that, but you didn't give us any. It's like when you find out 2 days from now that Nair is causing like you to grow another no. arm. Like, we'll never hear about that. So like, I didn't know that we were calling her Cookie.
Oh, and also I do want to say before I forget, the outpouring of support that I had from the Deep Divers after I posted about Emma literally blew me away. It blew me away. I don't understand the magic of this community, but it's so special. And I felt so comforted by perfect strangers who, they're not strangers. I swear to God, everybody who writes us, I'm like, you're a friend. I always say, thank you, friend. You're a friend. They were sharing. A lot of them had just put their dogs down that week and wanted to share their experiences with me. A lot of them were like 6 months out. 3 months out, it gets better. You gave her a gift.
That's
Please
true.
Understand there's no guilt. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that they would take the time. These are paragraphs long.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
You know, Deep Diver got tattooed on her arm. This is the moment we find ourselves in. You're on somebody's
Gorgeous.
Body. Now, I know you didn't. That might
that's
be a Confucius
yeah.
quote.
That's not
That
mine.
Might be Abraham Hicks. But she put
yes.
it on her arm.
And it might be Abraham Lincoln's. You know, I don't know where
it might have been in the Gettysburg Address. Like, we don't know.
Who knows, you know, but take it.
Now wow.
Listen, I mean,
I
this
feel
is,
so held. So held by
so...
this community. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, what are we all, you know, I come back to this, like, what are strangers, you know, what are any of us doing but just walking each other home?
That's what you said.
We're all just walking each other home. So it's better to be together, of course.
That's and how about dress. You, June? How about you? And I need to share this with the Deep Divers. So the man who came to put Emma down was so lovely and it happened. And that was my worst fear was doing that. That actually was the easy part. It was the, telling Bibi, which was the hard part. But he left, and literally not more than 2 minutes later, the doorbell rings. And I said, oh, I think he forgot something. Now, at this point, I was like sobbing uncontrollably. Like, I opened the door, the most beautiful bouquet of white roses and hydrangeas, all white, of course, from June, and saying that, let her memory be a blessing. It was crazy. Did you time it? You didn't know when. It was wild. The timing was truly wild.
Well, it's actually interesting because they came early, because I was really wanting to make sure they did not come before. And so the florist was not supposed to send them at the time they did. So when I got I was like, oh, wow. I that's something I throw my hands up to, because I do believe that might have been divine intervention.
100%. And then so many people sent, a deep diver sent flowers, who does all of our artwork. Giving my home address out again? That's, really neither here nor there.
You're not going to find this here. You ain't going to find it there. You're not going to find that information in Los Angeles or New Hampshire. That's not there. It's not there either.
Yeah, wait, when are you leaving?
Electrolysis.
Not electric. It's called Laser Away. It's called Laser Away, so we know it's laser. Can you give me just a quick, when are you leaving for vacation and how excited you are and what is going to be your mindset going into it?
It's funny because I have, I'm having some anxiety over the weather.
Mm-hmm.
The weather.
I'm checking weather.com. Because we are also going on a vacation next week from our vacation.
Okay.
Vacation vacations. What are we going to do?
We don't ever think about it.
That's why they shot the talkies here, because they didn't need lights, because it was always sunny.
And it's like, I'm just trying to do some work around that and my own, okay, if it's raining, it's raining. And that will be the moment I find myself in. So
it also changes, I think.
I don't know, actually. So
I don't
know
either. I'm not a meteorologist.
We'll find out, but I'm really looking forward to it. I'm having a great summer, I'm having a time and I'm enjoying myself, and pickleball has been really, I've been doing a lot of community building around pickleball, and it's been beautiful. It's been beautiful.
Yeah.
And again, I was texting Matt McConkie, he made me laugh so hard, because he was like, he was like, well, I said, it's just so interesting that in this post-pandemic, coming out of the pandemic, so many of us are turning to sports. Like, what's that? He wrote back and he's like, yes, but the only problem is sports are not receiving all of us. And I had a laugh about that. But, a 4th of July, I did have a basketball tournament at my house.
Yeah.
And Paul got on the microphone, did a bunch of funny sound effects.
There's a microphone.
He was able to set up a mic and a speaker.
He was being an old school, not Stormfields, Wolf.
That's right.
Whatever
there
his name was.
Different effects that he'd pull up that were
That's so stupid.
So dumb. So we just, and I was keeping score, the kids were playing, the adults were playing. I did win the women's division.
That's because I wasn't there, my friend.
It was me and Casey at the end, and ultimately I did come out on top. Okay. So that felt good. It felt great, actually.
Good. I'm not going to take that from you.
Yeah.
But you're just, I'm just saying, sometimes we talk about divine intervention that I wasn't able to accept
your invite.
Well,
I'd love to see you out there.
Because I was at Danielle's.
Here's the thing. I was so shocked. So as basketball's kind of we're wrapping up the medals, we got a couple of medals are being given out.
Medals.
And I see a couple of pickleball players who I had played with in our driveway looking at me now.
Wow. They were ready for act two.
Oh my gosh. My friend was literally going, I'm flicking my wrist right now, deep divers, to show you, I saw her from across the party, is it pickleball time? Now, I'd set up a bunch of chairs for this basketball tournament. And next thing I know, they're moving all
the chairs. Striking the set.
They were striking the set. You know, it was a loadout. And that loadout happened in less than 5 minutes. And
plus, like when the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah. And they're my sister comes up to me. She's like, can we move Paul's equipment? And I go, yeah, of course. And I look over and Paul's been on that mic for like a solid hour and 45 minutes. And like, he's just eating a burger, you know? And
she's but like, now you're like, chop, chop, like well, wrap up your cords, yeah. Get your dongles. Exactly. We're getting on the court.
Exactly. And she's like, we'll do it. We'll strike it. And they went over and just took all of his stuff away. Within minutes, a game was being played.
God damn it. So, God bless America.
God, indeed. And so there's, and by the way, Deep Divers, I'm going to say that, and Casey brought this up to me, is so true. Because I really did feel like I was erecting that pickleball court for Casey. Like, I felt that she needed it. She's looking at pavement. She's just eyeing pavement at all times to see
what she can erect.
Okay?
Really something.
Yes. So she had mentioned it to me a few times, and then it came to me like a vision. And I was like I must do this weekend.
Joan of Arc.
I spent the whole weekend taping out. Paul had COVID at that point, and I was taping, and I was measuring, I'm leveling, I'm setting up. Right. My brother-in-law was here, setting up with him. And I realized, like, this is my father's legacy.
100%.
We didn't go anywhere without a badminton, you know, without our badminton rackets, a birdie, and like a the badminton net that was folded up into one long thing and tied to the roof of the car, you know, so we could pick up a game wherever we were. And so it has been healing. It has been like passing like there's just something that I'm feeling very connected to my dad about. With
interesting too that the hummingbird was there at the basketball team, you know, and then your dad is like, wait a second, I'm here too.
Yeah.
You know, it's they love that thing. It's like when you hosted that dance party for their, you know, anniversary.
Yeah.
Please. I know COVID had shut that down, but I really want to do that. Also, we're cooking up, I haven't even told you this, but we are cooking up a retreat, a deep dive retreat that will involve a dance party.
Okay, fantastic. And I think many sports events.
So many sports events. So many. And a beachside astrology reading.
Fantastic.
With Heidi Rose Robbins.
And I want folks to know that as much as competitive as both Jess and I are in terms of sports, like it really isn't about winning. Just happen to be quite athletic, both of us.
That's
God-given, you know, and I do bring a very fierce sense of competition into
But I also don't care. I want everyone to understand
I couldn't care less.
In fact, I played tennis with a person, a gentleman, when I first got to LA, and he actually said, like, I feel like you're not trying hard enough. And I said, I will never try.
Oh my God, I love hearing this, Jess, because as competitive as I am and as much trash talking as I do,
like
Paul and I play
about.
Tennis together, when we're in our lesson, he actually gets very frustrated and I'm like, you'll never see me frustrated.
No, unless you'll there's money on the line. I'm not a professional tennis player.
I literally, like, I play and I enjoy it and I do great, wonderful. I do that, great. And I walk off that court like, this is actually what I love so much about it. Is there zero stakes?
Yes. Who gives a fuck?
I know. So
it goes in, it goes out. I don't care. So as much as we say things like,
say that because I do have the number one medal from this weekend. Maybe I can take that.
Sure. Was I told that I'm like a monster at the net this morning? Sure. Was the woman I was playing against 70 years old? Yes. By the way, though, legs that go all night.
Oh, that's why we have to invest in pickleball. That's why we have to.
Yes, tennis. It's a great sport. You can keep playing it.
Right on into it. Deep Divers, we love you so much. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Let's go on the deep dive. Let's go diving deep. is doing a dance, going deep. How deep can you go? Oh, really deep. Let's go on a deep dive. Let's go diving deep.
The Deep Dive is produced by Jessica St. Clair, June Diane Raphael, and Earwolf. Our producer is Cody Fisher and sound engineer Jordan Duffy. You can listen to our ad-free and bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium. And for a free one-month trial of Stitcher, use code DEEPDIVE. And remember, the best way to support this show is to rate and review. And a huge thank you to Anne Geddes for her beautiful photo that she allowed us to use for our cover art. Please head over to AnneGeddesBaby.com and download her new app, which is a safe place you can upload and store all of your precious images of your children and share them with friends and family, plus much more. We'll see you next time.